Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Don't touch that dial. You're tuned in to the Dread Podcast Network.
Hey, y'all.
Howdy, friends.
Welcome back to another episode of Girl That's Scary. It's Jazz, the 40-ounce connoisseur, and...
It's Cat Daddy, and we have musical talent in the room faintly, so yeah. I am bobbing my head along. Y'all can't see me, but the people around us have provided an additional soundtrack today, and I'm like,
yeah,
thank you for the memories.
Thanks for the memories. But yeah, I guess, you know, the neighbors
are so great.
We're dancing. All right. Well, yeah, this has happened. If you go back in our in the Rolodex of GTS episodes, there's every once in a while a neighbor makes an appearance, making some noise, whether it's a dog or somebody arguing or fighting outside, or you know, something like that.
The fights be the best part. Not that fighting is awesome. I'm just saying it got a little colorful.
Well, we are not talking about outside fights or extra extra soundtracks.
There were a lot of outside fights in this movie, though.
Oh, my gosh. So we are talking about The Sadness 2022. Did it come out 2022? I feel like
2022 for us, 2021 for the like actual release in Taiwan. Yeah. This was a movie, y'all.
Friends, I don't even know how to preface this movie. First of all, you can find it on Shudder. I do recommend this movie if you have a certain tolerance for blood, guts, and ass. Like, this is not something where, oh, you like to watch a cute little ghost story. You know, you can't, this is not that. This is blood, guts, ass, intestines, trigger warning, sexual assault, a lot of sexual assault, like, and just all kinds of inappropriate dialogue that, like, ooh, there's just a lot going on. So if you are someone who does not like gore, this is not going to be the movie for you. Spoiler free review, there is a virus going around and it is making the infected people have erratic behaviors that are violent and violently sexual. And it's spreading and, you know, everyone's attacking each other. And this couple is trying to find each other in all of the chaos. And we follow them. That's all you need to know. Again, I recommend it if you like blood, guts, and ass. If you're into, like, I don't know. There's another subgenre of, like, horror films. I don't know if it's... Is it Hong Kong Category 3 films? Let me... excuse me. I think it's one.
It is, but I, you know, I'm curious to see if this falls into it.
No, this wouldn't... I don't think this wouldn't fall into it, but if it's movies like this would be...
Like that, yeah.
To me, yes, it's a movie like that, but it's not the same. It's not, like, Hong Kong, because it's not that movie. But it is definitely... Blood, guts, and ass like that.
Yeah.
French extreme blood and guts. I think this is a little more extreme than... I don't know.
It's up there. Seen some movies that made my kneecaps vibrate. So.
And this made my kneecaps vibrate. So this movie, I don't know what the category would be for in Taiwan, but it feels like French extreme. It feels like Hong Kong Category 3. It feels like... Like that, those blood, guts, and ass torture porn from the early aughts. It does feel like that. Because again, it's violence on violence on violence. That's the movie. Violence Stacks on Violence. Stacks of Pile on the Uno.
Yeah, let's go ahead and put a spoiler alert on this before we start talking about the thing. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
If you like, you want to check this movie out, it's currently streaming on Shudder, as Jasmine said. It is, how long is this film? Is it like an hour and a half, 140?
I think it was like 140-ish. It wasn't quite 2 hours. Oh, it's not.
Wow.
Okay, so about 140, close. It was a lot. It could have shaved off 8 minutes to help me, because just the violence, the sheer amount of blood and sexual. I did, but I didn't need to see that. Like,
hey, that's not what the creators thought. So for you guys that have seen this film or have not seen this film, who have heard about this movie, it essentially, was inspired by Garth Ennis's 2008 comic series, Crossed. I have not read it. I heard the shit was also crazy. They both are situations where viruses cause people to do the most. In the sadness, people turn, like Jeff said, they just start doing homicidal things. They start, getting real crunk in this thing. They start battle dancing. They start being sexual deviants. And the other one, people start acting on their evilest impulses. Now, to me, this feels like a Venn diagram. So the shit overlaps. I can't really distinguish the two. I'm gonna read it one of these days, but also, do I really need to put that in my eyes? I don't even know, bro.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
I think that's something I won't. I think
grtspod@gmail.com. Let me know.
I watched the Spooky Rice video on the Crossed comics, and I think that was enough for me. For me personally, because my sensibilities, I like violence. I like, not in real life, but we were watching it. I like blood guts and ass. That's something I enjoy. However, once we mix it with the sexual violence, and it's like, oh, it's not like a scene, like when we talk about trigger warning, rape revenge, it's like a scene or a few scenes and then there was revenge. No, this is, it's threaded into the movie. Like, it's baked in, baby. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is a lot. And this is why the first time I watched it that one time until it was time for us to record for it. The time we recorded.
Did we watch this together?
We did, because I think we got a screener for this. I think we so, did. But also,
and I feel like we did. We watched it in the same room together, or we watched it simultaneously, and it reported back and was like, "Girl, what the hell is going on?"
And I put this movie right on back on the shelf and said, "Yep, y'all can watch this. It's cool. I'm not watching no more for a while, and I'm back." I promise y'all, I'm not watching this for another 5 years. That's it.
What? For this rewatch, when I'm watching the beginning, it's actually playing in the background right now, so I didn't tell y'all that I wasn't watching this shit no more. Surprise, surprise. Two things
that I do got in the background, too.
Let me tell you about how, as a side note, my sister told me that my mom had pulled up the other day, and something had happened where she mistaken my sister's husband's brother for another one of their siblings, because all of them, they look alike. And so, why the fuck? My mom was like, oh, I didn't know XYZ was here. Why Juice go, surprise, surprise?
Okay. All right. That's hilarious. Surprise, surprise.
Don't fucking cry. She did it.
Kids are cold.
Oh, my God. I thought of Sheree immediately. I was like, what is Juice doing?
Surprise, then, surprise. Her little voice, too.
Surprise, surprise. And then on the second joint, the beginning of the sadness reminds me of, spoiler alert for all that haven't seen it yet, All of Us Are Dead.
I haven't seen it.
I think that's, yeah. And how that starts, either All of Us Are Dead, because All of Us Are Dead came out around the same time. It was it Stay or whatever the fuck.
Stay Alive?
Not
Stay Alive. Oh my God.
With the hashtag alive? Movie. That
hashtag
was,
Alive.
Yeah. Yes. Because those movies all kind of, and here's why they are similar for me. For somebody to get crazy and be like, they're all, bitch, watch. A lot of these take places in high rises that have a lot of sunlight in the room. They have open balconies. And all of these take place where some sort of viral infection has broken out and caused mass confusion. And therefore, we have a character who seems to be in this balcony-esque apartment. They're looking out over yonder and peeking and stuff is happening. And I'm not getting too far into it, because that's how we open with Jim when he's about to take Kat to work. So the movie starts that way. And in that same space, they have a neighbor that's always doing some kind of trimming or yard work or gardening, whether it's like a soft gardening on the porch. And that happens in this movie. So whenever I see this opening, I'm like, are y'all on the same page? Or are you influenced by each other? I don't give a fuck because I'm tuned in and I'm scared.
Yeah. And then culturally, because, you know, apartment buildings in different places, someone probably have the balconies where you can get across to someone else's balcony, mm-hmm. you know, like that. Just, you know, by the way the buildings are. Because we have balconies, but a lot of times there's always like a wall. You can't particularly jump across to get to someone else's balcony. You would have to like get off the balcony and like climb across in a lot of the janks. Yeah. Probably because people be doing the most and they was like, let's go ahead and put a wall right here. Let's go ahead Girl. And put a wall. Like, it, I think because we should have balconied with somebody. It was a brick. Yeah, so it was a brick in between. Or the balcony is like, there's a gap in between. They could just jump across because these zombies, they're not like 28 days later where they're running, like running infected people, but they are not walking. They are definitely, they can climb, they can use tools, they can speak, which definitely gives Return of the Living Dead. Although they're not dead, they're just infected. But also it seems like pain, their pain receptors are kind of mismatched, is giving Hellraiser, mm-hmm. like they feel in pleasure from the pain. They're like,
how are you still alive?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, what is keeping? Because I feel like would people die of shock in other ways or blood loss or what's keeping them going? Again, that's something where you see a zombie with their arm chopped off, they still going. I feel like the infected in this movie, they could cut their hand off. They'd be like, I'm still in here. They dancing around. They don't care. That's why I'm like, well, I wonder what's going on with the pain. But again, the cross. And also everything is very sexual. Ew. Very sexual. Lots yeah. of sexual remarks.
Disgusting. But it also makes me think about like maybe they're in a cultural situation where, you know, in a lot of places around the world, there's a lot of sexual, what is that? Repression? I don't mm-hmm. want to use that in that. Please don't get me mistaken of saying that, but also like using that to pacify all the wild shit they're doing that comes because of that or afterwards. But I also know that the way that different cultures treat, like, you know, people trying to engage, not the stuff without consent. That's not what the fuck I'm talking about. But like, they make you act like a certain way. You have to be certain modest. You have to close things up. I don't know why it's making them be super evil and go left, but I don't know. Maybe that was in their spirit the whole time. So if that's the type of shit they was on, I don't know. But I did like how this movie, like a lot of parasitic, end of the world type films, we have, in this case, a love interest, like a couple. Sometimes there's usually like, there's always some sort of pairing or coupling. So whether it's a family and a family mm-hmm. gets separated, like a, you know, mom, dad, kids, whoever, whatever. This particular one is somebody, you know, I think it's his fiance, you know, whoever, they're, girlfriend, you know, his girlfriend.
They live in a house or something like that.
Exactly. And Jim gets up and, you know, he's getting ready to take care of the work because it's the type of shit they do. This is what they do every day. Jim seem to be at home. He be cooling. He a stay at home son or whatever. Maybe he's off work. Who knows?
Or he does like but photography or something like modeling.
That's cool
like
too.
That.
He has a very flexible schedule and she has the chopper suit job. And so, but what you notice off Bucks that when he's looking out in the morning and stepping out onto the porch and surveying the land, we kind of see over yonder on somebody's balcony, there's a person who has on like a gown, like a whitish kind of gown, light colored gown. And they're just standing kind of like oddly over yonder. And it's a little, it's not looking right. We see her up close. They don't see her up close. And I'm like, this person's not well. And this tells me whatever's going on has already started before we press play.
Exactly. We are in the middle of a situation. And another clue to that is, you know, after Jim takes Kat to work early or whatever, and they having like a little strife because he's annoying because don't be trying to, I know you're trying to do a job, but if we plan a vacation, I only get 10 vacation days. I don't care what opportunity we going on this vacation because we already talked about it. So unfortunately, you got to tell your friend you got to record when you get back or you got to record on a different day. And that's just it. Unless you record from Beyonce. And it didn't sound like Beyonce. Sound like Beyonce. So sorry, we going on this vacation day. But anyway, after he took her to work or whatever, he's like watching people argue. And it kind of reminded me again of, because it came out right, you know, after everybody we know about COVID. And it's still going on. Hey. But.
Oh, Corona's still in the room.
Yeah. But it also was like, you have some person, it looked like some kind of personality arguing with a fucking doctor. Like, you are arguing with someone who is an expert in the field. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So the thing is, I know that there's distrust in the medical and like the medical field, and there's this trust in hospitals, and a lot of it has to do with the way that the funding or money is set up, where, you know, they trying to charge you for everything. They're trying to get you in here and get as much tests or make you take medicine and stuff like that versus, you know, just really taking care of people. You can even hear the neighbor, Mr. I think his name is Mr. Lynn. He was, yeah, Mr. Lynn. He was talking about some, oh, I'm just sick. I ain't going to no hospital anyway. They don't know what the fuck they talk about. Y'all, are you dead ass telling me these doctors don't know nothing? They don't know nothing. I'm sure they know a little bit more than you. Yeah. I'm sure, I feel like the hubris of people to be like, yeah, fuck this expert. Because a few experts messed up in the past or there was some corruption somewhere else, all the experts are trash. And I understand that may be how trust works, but also we got to use some logic. Okay, there's a new virus out and y'all are not experts on viruses. And at minimum, even if you aren't an expert, you know how contagious the motherfuckers are. Okay, because a lot of people live through measles, mumps, chickenpox, all kinds of shit like that. I got a chickenpox shot. We lived through
measles and the measles came back, bitch. Measles has circled the block. I don't know if y'all been keeping track, but you might want to go ahead and hit the Google right now.
Get your shots updated, friends.
Like, this is kind of show.
Yeah.
We're serious. Yeah, it is.
Go ahead and force close. Because I'm sorry.
Thank you for listening.
The science.
A couple people decided that they don't fuck with them vaccines and they want to do whatever they want to do. And that, in addition to global warming, that warming, because all of the above, melted those polar ice caps and them old diseases and shit was up in them ice caps. And it melted and it's back in the air with us. So that, in between the people that want to act like this shit's not happening, we all in the Lululand and different levels of it, but they seem to be on cloud nine of the Lululand. And I don't think we want to go there because now we got old world diseases coming back, bitch. This is embarrassing. People's great-great-granddaddies didn't work the motherfucking advantage to shit just for it to make a comeback in the 2020s. Y'all got all that technology face. And still making these stupid-ass choices. What it is?
Ugh. Please. Free
I'm
us.
I'm tired. We ain't never being free.
It's everywhere, like everywhere where they're like, okay, well, I'm in the individual is like, I'm gonna do what I want to do because I think I know better no matter how it affects everyone else. You know, I'm not going to take all the information and make an educated choice. I'm going to take one or two sides that best fit my lifestyle and, you know, best fit the narrative I want to support. And a lot of people do that. And I understand that everybody is going to do that to some degree, you know, but also like, everybody's sick. You see the people, they are coughing, they're sick. Like, you can physically see the problem. At minimum, I would think people would want to cover their own noses and mouths. No, at minimum.
You're intruding on my rights. I will not cover
bitch,
my face.
You are intruding on your own lungs' health.
I will not cover my face. I feel trapped. The government won't tell me what to do.
Okay, well, they can't tell you what to do when you're dead, so good luck with that.
Period,
Godspeed. And I'm not wishing that you die. I hope that no one gets sick. That sounds like a terrible way
COVID
to
was
go.
Terrible, bitch. Okay, and there's levels to corona, and the corona don't go away. Like, I hate that for me, truly, and I hate that for everybody else. It does not go away, and the people that have caught it like 4,000 or 5,000 times, I'm not judging you. I caught it once. And I couldn't remember a thing. So what's going on over there? Like, I know we all got to see different rooms of it. But I know the little taste that I got.
4 times.
Gaps of your life has to be gone. And that's not a joke. They've already started the studies, baby. Our brains are affected. For real.
They're shaking.
Girl, and this movie is crazy because other people are like, oh, just, no, bitch. Because it's all connected. This all came around the same time. So this is a part of the inspiration. It's viruses is spreading. Let's talk about how after, you know, Kat gets dropped off, Jim happens to be at the local little breakfast food joint. Y'all know I fucked with this because I, too, used to like to stop in the morning and give me a little bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. And, you know, he said, bitch, I'm about to give me a motherfucking sandwich with everybody else at the local corner store. Y'all know y'all get them little firehouse sandwiches in your local neighborhood that got the fire breakfast. Somebody be my on the stove, somebody uncle, whatever. And he's minding his business. And in walks the person he just saw on the roof a couple hours ago. And it clearly looks like somebody grandma. You know, her face is a little bit more exaggerated. She has long white hair. She looks like, you know, she seems to not be well right now. Like, she's going through the things. Miss Mamas pulls up, pours motherfucking grease on the cook's head. Jazz was talking to y'all, and the scene was playing out on my screen. And it was just like his face melted off like cheese in the sun. Like, it just was, and then she put her hands in it. And I would like to say shout out to, I want y'all to know, the scene is on, I had to run it back. This is, it's 14 minutes into the movie. So if you were wondering, right, you know how some people ask us, give me a movie that's going to just take off running. Bitch, this is one of them.
Listen. And you already see the signs from minute 3. And I'm right now, I'm at the part where, you know, he'd have came back there after seeing that. And not only did the woman come in and someone's like, hey, granny, stop. She fried a dude up and everyone starts going wild after that. It's not like, oh, it's just her and we're trying to escape. Somebody starts stabbing somebody up on a table. Bruh come outside to hop on his bike and motherfuckers is whooping each other ass over there so he can't even get on it. He got to leave his bike and foot it till he barely make it to the apartment to get up there and be like, start texting the cat. Hey, where you at? Are you safe? Because the shit is popping off over here because he done made a connection with the move, with the news, the lady he saw, and the chaos he just saw. So now he trying to text and you can, this is something that terrified me. He's texting in the background. You can see his back door opening because the neighbor is coming in with the scissors, bro, with the big garden shears. Yikes.
Y'all can't see me, but I'm rubbing my hands on my body. When the scene is happening, right? Oh, okay. This is really one of those movies where you, like, I feel immersed. I am affected. Something that's happening to the people on the screen, I too can feel it at home. I can feel it. Like, it. Okay, so, and then where we get, like, and it, what I like, the tension that builds up, not only just because we see what's, how it's being set up, and what, oh my God, people are jumping off buildings, I'm sorry. It's planned. Ooh. Oh my God. Okay, it's not just the, like how the tension is set up. It's not just how like the music swells and it's quiet. Like there's a scene where Jim, somehow he's trying to defend himself and his hands are in the middle of the neighbor's garden shears. And you as a person in your mind on the couch, right? Mind you, it's only 20 minutes into this movie. The movie, you just pressed play, you guys. You just sat in the seat. And his hand is in the middle of the garden shears. And you know, I know that we know ain't what's no fucking happen. Way all them fingers coming back.
He lose like 2 or 3 of them hoes.
And right they don't and cut the camera. They don't cut the camera. Jim looking at his hand like, did I just lose all these fingers? And I'm looking at the screen. Did he just did this?
Also, speaking of when you talked about the exaggerated features with the eyes and stuff, it reminds me of Mayhem from like 2017. Ooh, yes. Very much. It's like Nega Mayhem. Like Mayhem, they get viral, you know, it lasts for a certain amount of time and they're fighting and they're having sex, but it's not to the degree of this. They're not, you know, some people are getting hurt and killed, but they're like, they're not like, you know, cutting people's limbs off or, you know, putting their, putting parts of their body into other people's wounds for pleasure. They're not doing that.
There's a lot of skull fucking in this movie.
Oh, from more than one person. Gosh.
I cannot imagine. I know we talked about how or whatever, whether it's on this show or casually amongst ourselves with friends, like if some bullshit happens, what will we do? I 100% know in my spirit if the demons don't get me and I start doing the wild boy shit that these motherfuckers is doing, I'm definitely dying. Because why would I want to live in a world like this? Why? Why?
I wouldn't.
I just, you see a bitch face get fried up, you thinking you getting out at. Jim walked outside and somebody was getting stabbed up on the roof of a car. He turned a corner, trigger warning. Somebody is jumping off a roof. You just looking around like, girl, it reminds me of like Jack Snyder's, Zack Snyder. I'm fucking crying. That must be his twin brother, bitch. Zack Snyder's Dawn of the Dead 2004. Yeah. And spoiler alert for that one, for those who haven't seen that one, for it to be a reimagining, I will always love how that movie took a zombie apocalypse situation from 0 to 100. And it wasn't one of those, it casually or gradually started. Like, as soon as we press play, we are in the midst. Things have already started. But you see the stuff small in the background. Mm-hmm. And it does. And once again, it's a movie where 15 minutes in, the world has already fell to its knees. Like, it's going on around, but now it's also affected the character, the main character you're following. You get the same shit with Jim. And not only do we see Jim try to escape, we're getting back the cat. Because by the time you wrap your mind about, like, damn, this motherfucker tried to go home and get some fucking water, bitch, after getting that breakfast sandwich and sitting running away from that crazy shit, now he's just on the run. Then we go to the train where Cat is and is still en route to work. I would like to say it's been a minute since I had to continuously take public transportation, but we immediately see Kat. There's a guy in a business suit who's sitting next to her on the train. I'm so uncomfortable right now, and it's playing in the background. And I'm going to say trigger warning for all the people. Like, have you ever been on the train?
Yes.
Or just outside or on Earth? And someone starts talking to you. And there's nothing wrong with people talking to you. And I'm also a person that's like, you know, sometimes I don't want to fucking talk to people. Like, no shade. That's nothing on you. I just want to stay here and exist as a human. I got to go clock in and demand a day.
Mm-hmm.
But she gently and politely, because you know what it's like to be a femme-presenting person, turning down a man, period, let alone a man in public. I'm not interested. He continues to talk. So I know we all got a collective thing.
Bruh, it's just because this has happened to me, not where I was reading a book, but or a reading a book, anything. I've had a man literally take one of my headphones out and listen. No. It's like, ooh, what the fuck is your problem, bro? Like, the liberties they take, and they can't be like, oh, people are just trying to be polite. Look at all these motherfucking niggas on the train. You aren't being polite to no men. You're trying to talk to women. You're always trying to say hi to women. You're always trying to sit beside the pretty girl. You're not, like, just being neighborly. Because if that was the case, you would be talking to the conductor, the old lady. You would be talking to everybody. You always trying to talk to just the bad bitches. We see you. We see you. Okay? And not trying to say just bad bitches. People you're attractive to. Attractive period. To is what I mean.
Yeah. I mean, they still bad bitches, too. They bad bitches. Is universal.
Yeah. I'm just trying to say, like, oh, just no matter how you look like, you can still get harassed. That's what I'm trying to say. You'll get harassed
no matter what. Absolutely.
But all I'm saying is, a lot of the men go under the guise of, I'm being polite, I'm just talking to you, but why is it that you're only talking to women you're attracted to? Why is that? And also, just because you're talking to me does not mean I have to talk to you. Maybe I'm not receptive to conversation right now. And that is okay. That's okay. You don't have... And I feel like once I say, hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm good. Nice day. Okay. I be ending the conversation. I feel like that's you being personable. You want to keep talking? Ask everybody how their day is. I bet you get to the end of your stop. How about that? Talk to everybody.
Because the other thing is, you don't have to say anything back. Once again, I think that's a larger part of a larger conversation. No one is obligated to talk to you. Like, no one. No one is... If I Nobody. Talk to a stranger, they are not obligated to respond to me. No one is obligated. Stranger, you know me. You're not fucking obligated, bro. So for you trying to... I can't. And then he's like... When he says to her, I see you on this train often, I wanted to throw up. I felt my heart drop. Because I'm like, oh my God. Because once again, being on public transportation... And you see this sometimes the same people on your route, especially if it's like a routine. You leave in school, you leave in work, and you see these same people. And you know, like, he's watching her, you're clocking her. He already doesn't know he knows he's not stopping after she is politely declining his advances. And then he literally touches the book. What are you reading? Blah, blah, blah. She doesn't want to fucking talk to you, bitch. She said stop. And then the point that she gets so upset, she's like, I'm going to report you because I have asked you to stop politely. I'm not fucking interested. Leave me alone. Another girl get on the train and you give the seat up. And now he want to be embarrassed. And now he want to be mad. And this makes me angry because it makes me think of all the people. Like, the fact that you be in public, you feel like if you... Not like you scared, but like, oh, I have to say something back because if I don't, they're going to kill me, bitch. Like, literally. And that's not a joke. That's real.
Like, I've definitely had people where I don't want to talk, and now it's a problem. I've told Kat about the time somebody threw a drink on us. Not on me and Kat, when I was a teenager. Someone threw a drink on us from the street because they was honking the horn at teens. And my homegirl was like, okay, dang, you see something you like, and they spun back around and threw a drink. Like, what, why? Because you're honking, you're clearly a grown-up.
Honking. You're a pedophile.
This is weird. You don't think that's fucking weird? But yeah, just stop talking to people on the train and strangers after they have shown that they are not friendly. There are friendly people who step on the train, especially on crowded trains. There's always somebody's me mom or somebody who may want to talk. And if not, call a friend. Talk on the phone.
But it's more than that. We're going to have that conversation another day.
Mm-hmm. It's not being friendly. You're not being social. There's ulterior motives here.
This is all of the things. This is all the fucking things. And you're the worst kind of person. And unfortunately, that gentleman, if you see his credits, he's the businessman.
I don't like his business.
He's not the worst piece of shit on the train. You immediately look over, somebody starts stabbing somebody on the side. He got the stunner shades on. You know, he left, right. I will say, I know someone's going to like... Don't judge me, guys.
The train scene is happening right now.
It's happening on my screen, too.
Jesus.
I will say that I am curious as to the amount of fake blood that they used on this set for this particular scene alone, because everyone got in some way, shape, or fashion. And then it started waking up the other pervos on the train. Mm-hmm. The man was stabbed up so many people, the entire train car is covered in blood. Like, you were slipping and sliding, not just in parts, like the whole floor.
Yes. And also there's a stab scene where the blood like shoots up, just like splatter, like a splatter flick. Like I know he hit an artery, but that wouldn't have happened in real life. Maybe. But this is not supposed to be real. No.
I ain't trying to see it.
If you get sliced in your neck, the blood is not going to geyser up in that much force ceiling. It would shoot out maybe. But when I say this, Jake was like a fountain. It was given a little bit of Nightmare on Elm Street when the blood went up to the ceiling. Not like that harsh, but it was shooting up like that. And I'm like, there's nothing with that much force.
I know what will be true. And that probably is, you're probably 100% correct. I want you to know, after Nightmare on Elm Street and that fight scene between Beatrix Kiddo with the crazy 88.
Yes.
I have decided that is how blood comes out of human bodies. That is out just like I see in anime.
Specifically.
When they slice them up in them animes and the blood goes.
It's always the neck. That's how it goes.
When the head pops off. That's what it looks like. So if we ever got decapitated, it's going to look like a fucking fountain. So somebody throw a penny next to my feet. Like, because that's what it looks like to me. Now, what I didn't expect was the cannibalism to get crunk in this movie. But I didn't know why I thought we would be past it. Because the train scene is so wild. Old girl that sat down, we see the businessman. He sticks a umbrella in her eye. Did that scene just happen on your screen? Because this happened a lot.
They're putting their thumbs inside of this poor guy who's laying down. I also feel like they pulled someone's pants down. I don't know if they assaulted them. You know, they did click the assault them, but it looks like they were using a weapon. And that makes it even like, like I'm screaming, y'all. Like I'm fucking screaming. There's blood everywhere. And also how quickly it spreads. Like people who were acting completely normal beforehand, they're not like the people who record on their phone. I feel like some of them are infected because they're not reacting in a way that's normal. It's like, they're starting to get entranced by the violence they're seeing. And some of them, I feel like they start participating. So I'm just like, hey, how does somebody get cut up on there and then the virus just goes, it's lit? Like what happens? Does it light up their brain like an Invisible Man? The chemicals are lighting up my brain. I was like, whoa.
That's what it gives. That's how it's spreading. Like some people just falling victims. Some people are like, I'm in this shit. It's a lot of trigger. It's a lot of sodomy in here. I'm
lots
nervous.
Of sodomy.
Also, I will say there were some choices made by our characters. I think is the girl that with the bang. Is her name? Is that Molly? Right with the bang.
I have her listed as girl with the sharp bang. Very sorry. Okay. Now her bang, her haircut is popping. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's hitting. Now her cut is sharp. Love that.
It is. Definitely. Definitely. I will say that they made some choices. There were a lot of situations, especially after they escaped the train. Because, guys, they get off the train. The train is chaotic. Like, there's a cacophony of all kinds of crazy shit going on around them.
Bedlam, bro.
And it's just, wow. Like, and it makes me nervous, especially when we seeing, like, these little videos on social media, whether it's on the Twitter machine or something else. Like, you know, recently when that person was shooting and stabbing up in the motherfucking metro, the MTA in New York. Or when, you know, people be getting hurt on the metro here. Like, shit like that. When stuff like that happens, I immediately, my brain, like, people are like, you probably watch too much scary movies. No, because y'all are out here acting a donkey.
Y'all are scary. Like, motherfucking humans are scary. I think humans would do that. Some humans would do some of this shit even if they, we just remove the consequences, some humans would do some of the shit that you're seeing on the screen, especially the sexual assault. If they know they could get away with it and there would be no consequence, they would do it even if there was no viral component to it. So I watched somebody bite somebody Achilles tendon off, bro. I'm stressed. I'd be like,
a gummy bear.
Bro, neck biting, but I just, and then not only are you getting your neck bit up, they're also calling you a cunt to your face, not in a good way, not like, ooh, cunt, like, no, they're like, no, yeah, you,
yes,
you know what I mean, because I definitely
your never cunt
said cunt. That's what like they're, that. They're, or yeah, or they're calling, like, you calling you worthless whore, you this, that, you dirty bitch, you, I'm
and
going
not
to,
because it was consensual, because some no. people like saying, you yeah. know, things like that,
these
them,
are strangers,
that's okay. These this are is unwanted. You did not pay for this service, and it was not consensual.
Mm-mm, you did not pay. You did not ask. These are not people you know. These are not people you have a relationship with for that to be happening. Exit. No. It's red light. Red
content
flag.
Daughter.
Red flag. Please. It's because we covered the Exorcist, isn't it?
That's just your content daughter. I'm like, oh. Also, I've been practicing my UK accent, so that's in my
pocket. Pip cheerio. I'm
that
sick of
is,
your shit.
That is
I
in
speak
my,
the third best. That's how I'm going to sound.
And this me.
I got the third best British accent.
Oi, oi. They're going to send me right on back, bitch.
They're going to stamp that passport right on back. Take your ass back over there.
Deported.
Until you learn some sense.
Oi!
That's why I don't try to do any accents, because I am terrible at impersonating anyone's accent, so I just don't. But
I could do a good Canadian accent. Sorry.
Shut up. I cannot.
I am also an honorary Torontoan, bitch, so they already gave my papers. You already fucking know, bitch. Six side. I'm already in there.
Okay. Boom. I'm just a visitor, friends, and...
I know how to get around. I know where I'm going.
All right. I don't. I follow Kat. or I gotta hit the emergency and call
six.
Hey.
And I
call in the friend.
I know where I'm going. Oh, they changed that up. Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
They be telling me they changed locations. Like, that's my block, bitch.
Bitch, please. Also, I want you to know that one of my notes is, Mom, pick me up. That is the note. Mom, okay. If this were to happen... Yeah, Mom, the dead ass, come get me. Swing the chariot down, bro. I'm not staying down here for this shit. This is something I'm not even, I don't know what's in the afterlife, but bruh, it can't be worse than this. It can't be worse. Police. Ooh, they're jumping off the buildings. They're jumping off the buildings. They're biting each other's faces. They're running people's, like, testicles into, like, poles. Like, and as a game, because Jim, after they halfway escape, barely, and that's because one of the workers in the hospital or in the station doesn't let Kat and Mama with the bangs in. Shit, they had to force their way in, and the dude with the do-rag tried to help him and got his ass beat, which reminded me of Tales from the Hood where the teacher came to help, and he got his ass beat in the kitchen. I know it's not funny, but also, like, how you stepping in to intervene and you get your ass beat so you can't even intervene. Like, sometimes. He really buffed up, like, leave him alone, dude, and got his ass whooped.
When you be trying to do the right thing, you be fighting a good fight, you be getting knocked down, but you got to get up 10, like Cardi B said.
No, it won't get back up. He took all 10 lives. All 10 lives were gone. It was the durag clapping in the air for me. It was a durag.
That shit took me out. I said, yes. Where the fuck you get that durag? What you laying now? He got waves on swim day.
I need him to take the durag off to see what his hair looked like underneath. But if
them
the waves were
swimming, bitch.
Oh, if his waves were swimming, I would have been like, please, yes.
Tsunami waves. This shit's going off.
Remember I told you my school had a wave contest?
It
was like 4 years ago or something.
You know what my favorite part is? I'm about to send y'all that picture. I done made a picture of Kamani because one time he had them waves. And I put the surfer dude on his waves. I had two pictures. Then I zoomed in a gotta cast a wave.
That's silly, bro.
I'ma send y'all the wave. Anytime somebody waves.
Please send that to me so I can scream. My face is turning red because Kat, it got no sense, bro.
I fucking love it. And it was what the gradual zoom in. So then it was like, yeah. I was trying to make it a JP a little gif, so I love waves, bro. Waves are such a fire hairstyle. There's so much time and effort putting in to make your waves do that 360, that 360 spin. Whew. They be baking them waves. They be spraying that cap.
and lay it down with the make it.
They gotta do their products. Like, okay. Listen, they gotta use their. Everybody manipulates their hair. Okay, everybody. Most people do not just wake up and wear their hair as is. Literally, most people comb, add product, do some slick. So I don't want people to feel bad because they be manipulating their hair and doing stuff. Because I mean, you know,
my hair tied down right now.
My hair is in the shape of my head wrap right now underneath this thing, and we not even gonna talk about that. LOL.
Suit scarf, let's ride. I'll take care of it in a few days. Until we get to the function, then I take it off. So when you see the lines on my forehead, you already know what the fuck going on.
I be wearing a do-rag to lay my hair flat so then my hair be real flat when I put my wigs on. Okay.
Smart.
Listen, we got to get it together. But smart. Either way, he doing all this because he done finally got his bike back, right? So he done slid through because he's trying to meet Kat. Like, he's like, stay where you are. I'm coming to you, which I understand. And I respect his bravery. They would have turned the camera around on Snake Way because I would have stayed in that apartment. I'm sorry, Kat. I can't make it to you. I'm not brave. I'm not agile. Bitch. I would have died before.
Why are you apologizing to me? We already done had this conversation. If we happen to make it at the goal location, that means it was a great day. You know what I'm saying? It was a good day, motherfucker, Ice Cube boys. We've already decided as a community we're probably going to die. Like, if I've already thought this through.
Definitely.
Ever since they didn't, since January 6th, when they had the bomb situation down the street from my fucking place of work, okay? On January 6th, I just keep leaning in because, like, this is not fake, nigga. This is real. So I was just like, yeah, let me just start thinking this through because, you know, it's about 20 to 25 minutes with no traffic in my car on the way home right now. How am I gonna get out of this motherfucking place when shit get turned up? And I ain't felt this way since, you know, 9/11 and we all had to get home. Those of us who weren't able to make it home, rest in peace to everybody on that day, everybody after that day, because the fucking government, the decision they making, the asbestos in the people's throat, you know, everything. I be thinking about shit like that because January 6th. And so I just, you know, I'm gonna just die. If I can't make it home, like, that is just it. Because I refuse to live in a world like this. I can't do this. So when your mom come bring the chariot down, I'm about to slide up in the back because I don't really know.
I'm gonna sell pumpkin swing by your house. Come get her. We gonna get
her. We out of here, baby. It's time to go. Because, girl, what is this? Now, if I happen to be blessed and I'm home, I'm going to just go ahead and put that rod up underneath the door and just pray I got enough Pop-Tarts because I don't really know what to do with you niggas. I'm going to see y'all run around outside. I'm going to go, damn, that's crazy. I'm going to hit the group chat until the internet go out.
I am going to hit the group chat. I'm going to plug everything up and keep everything plugged. I'm going to even plug up my old computer so then I can plug my phones up to the old and use their battery power just in case as reserves.
I got mobile batteries.
Yeah, we about to plug up everything. All the mobile chargers are about to be charged right now. We charging everything.
I got wireless chargers.
Listen, I got some Sudoku. I got pickup
sticks.
I got coloring books.
I got fucking Monopoly, nigga. I'm straight for 3 years.
Okay, not 3 years. You gonna play 4 games in 3 years.
It's me and one other person here right now, so you know that game gonna last about 10 days.
Yeah, exactly. I got a whole bunch of 1,000-piece puzzles that
perfect.
I'm going to be sitting here every day. I'm going to just do some puzzles.
I have a working brain so I can write a story finally. I got to be real dramatic. I finally did it.
Me writing this story. Well, I'm in the, it looks like the zombie apocalypse. That's what's happening. We're here. Day one. Let's keep a journal.
Ugh. You know, which was really wild. I liked how this movie, I like when movies like this, you know, they got to show some sort of like the government is stepping in. We get to see that there's like emergency warnings on all the TVs. Like the TV kind of come on and you see the government's like, it's a mass act of disturbance. We're really trying to get the people up out of here. We're not only trying to eradicate all of the confusion and the hurt and the mass kerfluffle, but they're also trying to understand what is actually causing this situation. And then we see, you know, the generals and the presidents and all of them get up here. And the general dude, you see his little face is sweating. And it's not because the camera lights is on him, lights, camera, action. There's none of that happening. But also, he slowly starts to turn heel. Mighty morphs into that bullshit and puts a grenade into the president's mouth. And we all watched that motherfucker head blow up on TV. And I was like, you know, I could see something like that happening on CNN.
I could, you know, not even, well, I feel
like.
Do you
remember when they ran up in CNN? When during the uprisings, baby, and they ain't cut that camera off? Woo! Y'all remember that?
Child. I feel like they would keep it on because of ratings. One. Two. the ratings. They, because you knew, even in Dawn of the Dead, the OG, they were still trying to get them ratings. I'm like, it's the dead or walking the street. You talk about staying on air. Girl, fuck you. I quit. I'm going to live off the land. Bye. I don't have time for any of this shit you're talking about, bro.
I feel that. But just like I said, that person that kept that motherfucker rolling when they was throwing them flash grenades up in that CNN building in that 2020 with all that stuff going on in Atlanta, I was like, you know, you so brave for keeping that camera on. But thank you for keeping the camera on, because what's going on? Like, what y'all got happening?
Child.
Somebody gonna keep that motherfucker rolling. And I don't know, like, I'll probably cut the TV off as the zombies pull up. But I'm a probably, you know what? No. Just like we watched Coron go from overseas to the U.S., I will be tuned into the news because I need to know when to call you, just like I did. I think we need to go to the store. I think it's time to go.
Listen, as soon as they start the whispers and stuff, I'm like, let's go ahead and get this rice. Let's go get some beans and rice. We're just going to be in here because clearly...
It's time to go.
We are going... I mean, well, again, in this situation, we're dead. But it's just also very wild that... Imagine the president is trying to calm everybody down. Because in the hospital, they're watching this. Mm-hmm. They done made it to the hospital, and they're watching this. And then after that shit, his head blow up. Somebody's like, man, fuck this shit. They ain't about to do... Now they're fighting, and it's spreading amongst them. So now we got to eject Osito, because the shit is here now. The president can't save you. No one can save you. It reminds me of... what's that movie called? We just covered it not too long ago. Spanish demonic film When Evil Lurks, where thing that usually, like, the soldiers are going to save us. No, but also, but yes. I understand. I understand where that reference comes from. But also, it's like, you are looking for leadership, governors, organization. You're looking for people to come in and do what the fuck they're supposed to do and get this shit under control, and they're fucking useless. Or that shit is gone. And that's why every time I think about the zombie apocalypse, I'm like... Y'all gonna think to call the police. You think the military is not gonna come in and help do shit. Like, they are gonna try, but they're gonna get overrun because it's gonna be a bunch of orders and things to do, not to do. People are not gonna listen. People are not gonna follow directions. And then they're just gonna get fucking overrun. And that's just what's gonna happen.
The only military I will trust in that time is the commilitary, because Chameleonaire will be running the commilitary himself.
Yes. Or No Limit Soldiers. The No Limit Soldiers.
That is
they
it.
Pull up in the tank. We might be okay. We got to stay in the tank.
That is the only thing. I don't trust the actual government. I won't trust any of the police. I don't trust the police now. Anybody in them suits, because we have learned time and time again, and I don't think the people are ready, and I'm not trying to take a there today and scare people or turn to people like, you guys have turned to a doomsday podcast, or open your fucking eyes, bitch. Like, actually. But when order falls, what do you think that looks like? Like, I think... Not to spread fear or doubt, but, like, history has shown us, and then also, like, you know, literature has told us, historical points, I said history, but all those things have, like, told us, like, artists have told us, creators have told us, sciences have told us. What do you think it looks like when societies start falling? So in these movies, you can see how much we're literally, all of the shit is being delicately held together by a thread. It just takes one big thing that somebody wasn't prepared for. So we talk about, like, in this one, like, for this case, a huge, 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 huge virus that spreads, that kills millions of people within days. Bitch, that made me think of when anthrax was going wild. And the anthrax was in the mail. Like, girl, what the fuck? Like, we're all being held together by a thread. And you can see how fast society has crumbled when a lot of shit is out of your control. So in this movie, when they think they even had a moment of refuge, one, you're watching TV in the actual, like, government, the people that are in charge, well, it's not going so great for them because they're all infected now. So once we already knew everybody, nobody's immune, but we really seeing it. Then while that's happening, the motherfuckers come in, shaboom, they come and break the glass now. I don't know why we didn't barricade the glass or the door at all, because this is not bulletproof glass. You know what? Some of the safest places might be at in America are the places with the bulletproof glass. So whatever that is, because I know you can't get through that. We didn't see that in real time. They got bulletproof glass and they got gated doors. So maybe that's where you need to be, because they didn't even pull the gate down at this thing. And Mr. Businessman, who for some reason must have an air tag and cat's clothes, found out they were in the hospital, breaks the shit down, casually walks in, And this is where we get, I'm not going to go into details at all, but probably one of the most disturbing scenes in this movie, where he basically, trigger warning, please skip forward 30 seconds, please, please, please. He skull fucks her while she is awake. And that was a lot. Like, it was a lot. Like, it was a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to skip past it because it's playing in the background right now and I'm getting really nervous.
It was like, where your friend at? And pulled up on her. And he was like, well, fine. I'm like, this is stressful. Also, is something that I remember from The Cross is, like, maybe the smell. So even from far away, like, they were like, I could smell you. I knew you came here. Like, I saw. So they're following them, even though they don't know exactly where they are or exactly where they might be. They, I don't know. It's like some kind of sense where, like, no, I can find you. Just like, I feel like, although Kat and Jim talked to each other, he was like, oh, I pulled, how did he find exactly where she was? Like, how? I'm like, you smelled her. But also he said that, kind of like sensed her, because that's a part of the comics at least.
I didn't read the comics, but I also was wondering, like, maybe going from, like, you know, zombie thought process, like, there's usually, they always say, like, some sort of infective situation, your old memories still kind of live there. So they still go, like, to a place of familiarity, in addition to, you know, smelling you and trying to find you and all that jazz, because he wasn't near her at all. Now, we did see that at some point, like, at this hospital point, that Kat is getting away. She gets in contact with Jim, like Jazz just said. But we also see some visions through Jim, and we kind of get a sense of, like, what it looks like to be infected, perhaps, like, from that perspective, because you see his eyes start shaking. He starts shaking his motherfucking head like he's in, what's the girl movie? House on Haunted Hill. He just shaking.
Oh, no.
He just blah, blah, and he's just shaking, and he's trying to shake the devil off. And I'm like, well, how to shake the devil off? And I don't know if that's
core memory unlocked.
Exactly. If that's what he's trying to do, but, like, we go from that, and we see at their conversation ends, he turns and he's walking away. And then right after that, just to let y'all know, like, because unfortunately it's on my screen right now, it's just a lot of, like, really graphic group sex. It's just a lot going on. But we get to a point where Kat, of course, has tried to escape the people while all this craziness is happening. And she's trying to get to some sort of place of refuge, but what happens to be at the top of the hospital, which, I don't know if they just said this is just this hospital, because this whole upstairs is not even built. So I don't really know what's going on in this hospital. It's a lot happening. And the businessman, he manages to get to the place that she is, because she's thought she was able to barricade herself in another floor, but it didn't work. And I love that we see that she happens to run into someone that can help her. But I've seen enough of these movies to know that when I immediately see this situation, I know this is not going to be positive. Like, it would shock me. It would be the actual, like, whoa, I'd be surprised if it was legit a positive situation and this person was getting to a safe space without anything happening to them. Like, no, it's always a freak boy behind door number 5.
Always. Always. So stressful. And I feel like once we get towards the end, after we see all these people and that person who didn't let them in, he gets got. Blood orgy. That was a lot. I was like, I didn't. And then we zoom in. We see people grabbing titties and blood. I'm like, guys,
girl, ride a dick, ride a face.
We could have cut some of this. But no, hey,
they said they not cutting them cameras. They want you to see we outside. There's some dangalangs in the camera.
But The Cross, again, this makes sense for the nature of that story, because I'm like, Also, I think someone was eating a baby. I could have sworn someone might have been eating a baby.
A couple babies definitely got eaten, because you see a stroller with nothing but guts on the inside. I'm like, oh, they ate a baby.
Okay. I just needed, you know, to say, you know, that happened.
I feel like we might have saw somebody eat a baby on camera, high key, low key, high key. And I'm just like,
woo! I think so. And I kind of think it was the girl with the bangs who was eating, because she turned around. Because the dude had made a little too much noise. When I would have seen her turn around eating and focus, I would have just tiptoed my ass the fuck out of there, right? Exactly. But he knocked something over and she turned around and was like, hey, oh, what's up? And then that's how he got trapped. Because I was like, please. The worker got his foot chopped off. Everybody was chasing everybody. And at the end, it's really sad because you think she gets away. Like, Kat is super smart because she gets in, she locks herself on the other side. She's a fucking fighter, and they can't get to her. You know, motherfuckers like, I came all the way here to cut your tits off. I was like, bitch.
Girl, when her boyfriend finally found her.
Yes, and we, the reveal turning.
Is he's now infected. But we could tell before
he was getting it. He was seeing like, shit.
I mean, but he was in them streets and he wasn't masked up. I felt like, because if you notice in the hospital, right, the people who had masks on, who were out ripping and running with them people in the street, would come back and they were not infected. There's also characters, like, there's a scene where one of the people are, like, ripping their mask off. They're not infected, and then they get infected. I'm like, ooh, but did she get with that motherfucker in that suit? And here's the real thing. We find the guy who comes in who's, like, the scientist, right? And I'm nervous because Dr. Alan Wong, and he's suited and booted, and he has her, you know, handcuff herself to the shower and rinse herself off because he thinks that she has some sort of immunity. A part of this, I'm like, okay, I understand. Hey, you stay over there for a little bit. Let me see how you act after a while, and then I'll determine if we interact. You know what I'm saying? In case she's infected, I get that part. I do not agree at all with, like, okay, so you're not infected. I'm going to have you shower off in this chemical water for a long time. Okay, cool. You've now discovered, after I've held you at gunpoint,
yikes,
that I have been injecting babies in the hospital with viruses. How did you discover that? You went to go throw your napkin in the trash can, and you heard the babies in the trash can because I just casually left infected babies in the trash can. Next to the sink, like tampons. Wow. Like, I'm just like, wow. Okay. As a viewer, I'm like, you just got these babies in the trash ethics. Can casually?
Just so everything is out of control. Like,
and you're not even infected. You're just in the name of science. And his point was, I'd keep them and take care of them then leave them for the people to eat them. Because they're clearly eating babies.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Okay, so I understand that. That didn't mean it's now your turn to inject the babies with a bunch of bullshit.
No, that was not your calling.
To find a cure.
But you know what? That happens. People start doing terrible things to find a cure because it's an emergency. And they're like, fuck it. We're going to just break some eggs to make this omelet. But, bro, you are like throwing dozens of eggs at the street. And at this point, you're throwing the eggs at the problem. And I mean, I don't know what. Because if we were in that situation, I don't know what. I wouldn't be doing that. I know for a fact that I would be dead anyway. But as a scientist, and I'm not a scientist, I don't know what they would do. What would be the obligation? Do you do anything to try to save humanity, no matter how terrible it seems at that time? Or what? Because I can't imagine.
You don't do that. Because then
the babies are in the trash.
It's a baby, bitch. Like, we ain't gotta do that. I'd rather just sacrifice myself. If I was going to sacrifice anybody, I would have been more comfortable with, oh, the baby's just cooling behind a partition in the back and they got some cheese nips or some shit and they just cooling back there with whatever's left from the hospital. But however, I did unfortunately inject this lady because in the name of science. That's not okay, but I would have accepted that more than you've now poisoned all these babies and then threw them all in the trash can.
Yeah.
If they were going to pass away, I hate that would have happened, but you expediting that process and violating them in the process is just nasty.
Also, I feel like, you know, nasty. I would have much rather you just do like a mercy kill of the baby instead. You don't want him to get eaten. You don't have to treat him like a guinea pig. And that also sounds very wild. Some people have probably forced closed the app. It's like, mercy kill a baby. Listen, bro, I don't know if I would rather let a baby get eaten by infected people. Like, I don't. Hey.
They're not Pringles. They is not like, salt and potato. The salt and pepper potato shit.
I feel like, well, when they turn down the camera and stake away, I'm like, now zoom out again. Zoom out. Look at the whole picture. Don't you just zoom in on me just snapping a little baby. Like, no. Zoom out and show the zombies on the other side of the door that was trying to eat the babies. Don't you dare.
You guys say, here's the rebuttal. I'm supposed to let them get ate up like Pringles?
Apparently, yes. I don't
know. And now y'all both looking at each other, and now you in trouble because you asked me that question.
You getting sent to the office.
I was going
to
take myself out too, but then she bust into the room. Like, what? Who wants to become that?
Nobody.
There is even no cure for that. So you just roaming the earth fucking light sockets and shit.
God.
Because that's what they're doing.
You are. They're people. They're literally doing whatever. They're like rolling in glass. They're just doing.
Like chopping off pinky toes and being freaky dog with like bone marrow. Like, it's just not it. They playing Twilight for real.
Mutilating just, themselves. It's okay. I'm all
snacking
right.
Snacking on arms.
Oh, man.
Mm-mm, girl. So, yeah, Jim done came back after sitting up here fighting for his life all goddamn day. And he finally finds Kat. And when he finds Kat, he done got that sauce. Mm. And I know we all like, damn. But we knew it was coming.
It was, because there's no way out of this. If y'all would have made it out, like, that would have been, like, a miracle. It's always a miracle. Both of y'all are infected. Because we hear the phone call. Well, what he says, it starts off sweet. Like, I made it all the way to you. You sounded scared and you needed me. I knew I had to find you to be with you. And then it goes into cut your tits off and to smash your face. Bitch, my next note is, wow. Imagine your man find you and you're like, yes, he did all this to find me just to do that. Just to say that. Wow. But she's crying, but then starts laughing because you can see the drool, like them drooling over like a lot. Mm-hmm. Seems like one of the signs. And then she's just laughing and laughing and finally runs up. And you hear her get shot up.
Yeah.
And I think Jim dies of his wounds.
Yeah. I mean, I felt like Kat would have died anyways, regardless if she was infected or not. I don't think if when the army's involved and the actual military is involved, none of y'all would get it out alive. Because the scientist, you know, his ultimate goal was, I'm about to take all my little science notebooks and put my little briefcase together, bitch. We're going to the roof and we're getting out of here. And she was like, do you really think we're going to escape? And I know she decided to go ahead and do it on her own, but I don't even think they was going to let him escape because we just saw the president die on TV. So this now means, right, like in most movies, 28 days later, the army is outside doing anything because anything is possible. And now they're going to round you hoes up and they're going to get you out the way. There is no order. I wonder what happens after in this world after this movie is over, but I don't, because I know that there is no order at this point. Everyone is fucked. So no. I will not live in this universe. Mm-hmm. I will die on the first couple days because, please. And this was day one. They died on day one.
They did. They died on day one. I'm like, hopefully I die before that. I don't even want to make it through the whole day. That's too much. And the little last image of him being smiling, but his eyes, his pupils all dilated, eyes all big, puffy, and red. That's why I ain't watch that movie no more, y'all. That was it. And again, this is it. Okay? I'm not watching this for a minute. Made me feel weird inside.
I've seen this movie a total of 4 times now because it was watching. It was playing in the background while we were doing this recording. I do not know the next time I'm going to see this movie unless I'm just like, well, let's go for a round of movies that's really going to bring the mood down. And you know what? There are times I casually do that. That's right. I do like to tap into that realm. This is not one of those times. I am overdue for a Hell House LLC marathon. I now have a Terrifier Art the Clown mask in my home. And I keep feeling like one day it's not going to be looking straight. It's going to be looking to the side. But I know when that day comes, I will not be here. Our day will come. Bitch, I'll be on the street.
All right, guys.
Rest in peace of my girl Amy Jade, because bitch, absolutely not. I will not be here as it's looking at us in the camera right now, Ted.
I can see it. Cat cannot see my mask there over off from the over yonder on the shelf. Well, all right, guys.
I need the puka doll.
I do need the puka doll. The puka doll is so pretty cute. Yeah.
All of y'all at Blumhouse. I know one of y'all listening or somebody knows somebody over there. I know y'all got that puka doll.
We got them puka masks, so we want the puka doll.
I need the puka doll.
Sold out.
I need it.
Send it.
I know it was a limited edition, and I knew the people had
it. Make it again.
And I saw that y'all was putting it on that website, but Christmas I never seen it get uploaded. Please put the puka doll on. I would also like to see the Into the Dark series come back. I feel like, and I was thinking this the other day when they announced that we were getting a remake of the Blair Witch franchise. And I was like, why? And this is, you know, also, y'all don't need to be doing shit unless you pay, until you pay. And then after that, you need to go ahead and go back to the drawing board. The people from the first movie, yes, the money that you owe them niggas, you owe them for their likeness and for their work. You need to go ahead and pay them. Okay, so right, we're going to start there. Two paired with one. You know, we could just like not remake that entire thing, because you could just use that money to put towards other people or do things that you, you know, had a good idea and maybe needed to go back to the lab for. Into the Dark series was a good idea. Now, did all the movies slap? No.
But
the skeleton was there. Yeah. We see the vision.
Yeah.
Who could look at us?
Also, you know, I don't think any of the Into the Dark movies were so bad that I regret watching them. Like, none, at worst, you got a movie that was just kind of mid. Like, none of them were, to me, were like, oh, this is just bad. I'm like, no, y'all could have kept this going. You could have definitely kept this going. I was definitely a fan of quite a few of them, to be honest, you know, but I'm willing to suspend my disbelief, and some people are not willing to do that. They're going to be like,
There was just, I don't know. Like, and you don't, I know it's always like, there's so many stories you can tell. I like holiday horror, so I think that's also why I'm here. And there's so many different holidays. There's like a new holiday every week. So you could, there's so many different themes that you could base a movie off of, and fuck it, revisit some shit. Like Valentine's Day vampires, how you could do anything. Yeah. There you go. I don't even know if you did that, bitch. I just gave you an idea. Like because you can never have too many vampire stories, and I don't care what none of y'all say. No matter what people say, that's all right, really where I'm at right now. And I'm up here dressed like him because she's the baddest bitch forever.
That's one of my favorite songs. This, no matter what people, no matter, is like top 10 Lil' Kim for me, because I had the Notorious K.I.M. album as a child.
Red carpet.
Like, I had that album. Had the little booklet pinned to the wall.
Girls making faces like Ace Ventura. Come on. Just
to my B-A-D-G-I-R-L-S-A shit you can tell. Hey,
shit you can
I'm
tell.
I'm sorry.
You got some of these niggas jealous. But tonight ain't about, the fellas.
All right.
Wow. Just give the girl her flowers. I think we should be spending money on better things. Watch the sadness if you like a bunch of bullshit in your life that actually is not going to like ruin your life like that. I don't know.
No, I think this movie might ruin your life. I don't know. I don't think you're going to watch the sadness and like have a good night after that. I think you're going to watch the sadness and put on Bob's Burgers and some shit after that. Or watch a fun horror movie like Uncle Peckerhead. You know, you can watch something like
Uncle Peckerhead is definitely fun.
Yeah, something
fun. I ended up watching a regular show after that, watching that viewing. I'm probably going to go watch something else. Yeah.
I understand.
Well, something light.
I'm about to watch something heavy. So, yeah, well, guys.
Yeah, if you've seen this movie, let us know your thoughts. If you've never seen this movie and you decided to press play, you know where to find us. If not, grltspod@gmail.com. All the things, girl, that's scary on the internet. For those who like left us like really nice comments on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and all those things, we want to thank you. I don't know if we can actually put that song in here without being sued.
No, so, I think we'll be sued. So.
I'm going to have to practice being the foreground, the background, singers, everybody, and Bow Wow at the same time.
I'm going to do the beat. The only beat I know how to do is a grinder beat, so we have to sing it to that tune.
Now I got to sing it to grind.
Because that's the only beat I know how to do.
I'm going to play the grinder beat and then sing Thank You by Bow Wow and see how that plays.
It's not going to, I don't know how that's going to go. You have to speed it up a little bit. Yeah, you could get it. You could get it to work. You get it to work. All right, guys.
Challenge accepted.
Well, pull up on us. Let us know how you feel about the sadness. And until next time, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Dread Podcast Network.